Good morning, California. I'm Mason JR, and today is March 16th, 2003, and it is a beautiful day out right now. We may still be in the winter chills, but the spring is coming soon enough. The air is crisp, and the flowers are blooming more and more every day. So go outside, breathe in the fresh air, and let yourself melt into the early spring sun. And while you're outside, listen to some music, like this one. We'll be right back on Cali 200. In more uplifting news, having trouble breathing, trouble catching your breath at moments of the day? Well, folks, you are in luck, because scientists have recently come up with a special formula to help everyone breathe A-okay. In Los Angeles, pulmonologists, who are scientists that focus on medications to help your respiratory system, have been working hard to cure your breathing problems. So now you really can go outside, take a nice deep breath in, and smell the roses. And we even have one of the pulmonologists who made this medical discovery with us now. So, Mr. Bill Nye, what do you think people should buy this product, which is called Nostrilus, right?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. I actually love listening to Cali 200. I think that most people nowadays have some sort of trouble breathing or in some way have some sort of problem with their respiratory tract. With this medication, you can breathe better, which means that you can do the sport you never could, can exercise easier, even sleep in a more comfortable way. 85% of people don't do the things that they love because they cannot breathe correctly or they have extreme trouble catching their breath. If people were able to breathe better in general, then people could exercise 70% longer than they would if they couldn't breathe properly.
So are you saying it could also help people who have trouble breathing for like illnesses or disease or something like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, this medication just expands the lung passageways, so it can help in all aspects to breathing.
Excuse me, Mr. JR.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick little commercial. So this song and... or nah. So enjoy this song, and we'll be right back. I told you, you don't have to call me Mr. JR. But yeah...
There's been a new airborne disease breakout in Riverside. Apparently, it's spreading really quickly, so we might have to wrap things up here if you're okay with that.
What is this virus called? I didn't hear about this.
I don't know, but scientists are going frantic about it. Apparently, it stemmed from a stage 5 swine flu that was spreading 5 weeks ago. It's developed a lot.
How long do you think that we have to get out of here before it gets around LA?
I don't know, maybe like 10, 15 minutes at most.
What? Do we have anything serious to worry about?
Yeah, Mason, it's extremely deadly and it's airborne, so if you breathe it or come in contact with anyone who has had it, you'll get it within 3 minutes.
Holy cow. There's a cure, right, Marley? Wait, how do you even know all this?
I'm reading an email that one of our reporters sent to me. I hate to break it to you, but there's apparently no cure yet.
Guys, sorry to interrupt, but we're still live. You never cut your mic.
Oh, shoot. Okay, everyone. So we just got word there's an airborne disease breakout that's happening in Southern California. So I guess the Nostrilus really will help then. Anyway, it's apparently spreading really fast, and depending on where you're listening from, it could get to you within minutes. Just stay indoors for now, and whatever you do, do not let anyone in your house who was just outside. Even if they're your family, just don't do it. We'll see if we can get some people in here to tell us more about this disease outbreak. Marley, see if you can get one of the scientists in here, or... we'll go to them. Okay, everyone, we're gonna cut to commercial after this next song to calm your nerves. Really? You chose this song, Marley? Alright, welcome back, everyone. Alright, so if you're still listening to this, then we have sat down with Dr. Ben Dover, who decided to take time out of his research to talk to us about this new breakout. We have moved locations to a science lab in Santa Maria that Dr. Dover is actually working in. So, Dr. Dover, what the heck is this outbreak? And is there anything that these people can do to save themselves?
Oh, I'm live. Thanks for coming, my dudes. Unfortunately, Mason, there's not much people can do. The one thing that can help prevent someone from breathing in this disease is buying one of my filtered masks. If you feel like the nostrilless medication or whatever you people have isn't enough to keep this disease from getting in the way, then you're in luck. You see, my team and I created an oxygen mask that makes anything and takes away any harsh chemicals that someone could ever breathe in away for good.
So where can people find these oxygen filter masks, right? And how are those things going to help people from catching this disease thing?
Oh, well, at this point, you can pretty much find them at any Walmart, drugstore, paint store, or even Home Depot. They filter the air so that you can breathe. You're not taking in any of those foreign and harsh chemicals. We've never experienced this high of a rating of airborne disease, so I'm not 100% sure about, if they hold it up or if they'll actually work, but it'll be worth the money and the risk. I'd rather be somewhat safe and live rather than die, you know? The good thing is that the mask will only be a short price, and you'll be able to go outside and use it to help others.
Is there by any chance that we can speak to one of the victims that you are testing on right now? I mean, I know that you're trying to find a cure as we speak.
About that, dude. I don't really know. This disease is still very new, and we're not completely sure what causes it or how to prevent it or cure it. But forget about that. I don't know whether being in the same room will be good enough. You know, we don't want to get you sick.
Come on, man. Let us just ask one of the victims a few questions so people who are listening actually get a chance to hear what it's like and what they can expect. Give them some warning and expectancy.
All right, fine. But you have to wear a mask or protective gear at all times. All
right.
And get one of those nostrilless injections just to be safe. I don't know what it is, but I'll go set up the lab in the room.
All right, folks. Once again, we're going to be switching rooms so you all can hear firsthand of what it's going to feel like if you catch this harmful disease. Just remember to get your injections and to take the risk and go out to buy a filter mask.
Yeah, buy my masks.
All right, Dr. Dover. Better take the risk and be safe, right? In the meantime, take a minute to hear this commercial. It'll be worth your while.
Feel like pills and masks aren't enough to protect you? Are you wishing to keep people from touching you and breathing in your space? Well, folks, you're in luck. We have just the thing for you. Introducing the newest model of our body lock suit. The body lock suit is a hazmat suit that protects you from outside foreign particles and diseases. The newest form of the suit has a lock to attach the oxygen filter mask to the suit itself so there are no loose seals. It also comes with ankle and wrist seals, which will also help you to have tight openings so no airborne disease seeps into the suit. This suit is now open to the public, so get yours today and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Dover, and I approve this message.
All right, welcome back, people. Here we have Noah Williams, who is currently here at the lab to talk about himself dealing with the outbreak.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome, Noah. I'm Mason JR, but you can just call me Mason, all right?
All right, cool. I was told that you wanted to talk to me about the disease that I have, so ask away, man.
Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. All right, folks. So, just to give you some background on Noah's situation, so Noah's 16 years old and just came here from the hospital. Since he has the disease, he has to wear a gown and mask to protect the scientists here. He only got around 20 or 30 minutes ago, I believe, but the sickness is already taking over his body pretty badly, scientists say. So Noah, do you ever feel exposed by being here, or are you happy to help find a cure for this disease?
I'm going to be honest with you, Mason. As miserable as I'm feeling, I'm glad I can contribute help for a cure for this disease. This feeling sucks, but honestly, I've wanted to help people in some way, so I guess it could be way worse for me.
That's terrific, Noah. I've never met a guy so optimistic in your position. It's really actually uplifting in this serious situation that the city is facing. I give you mad props.
Well, of course, being negative and sick at the same time just makes me even more sad. You gotta think the best in any situation, even if it means near death. That is what life is all about. Like, you get pitched a ball and it's your choice whether to try and hit it or let it strike you out.
God, Noah. Let's hope you're not dying. Hopefully by you being here, scientists can get more of an insight in how we can create a cure for this illness. I would hate to lose someone as optimistic as you.
Yeah, let's all cross our fingers, everyone.
Do you by any chance know, like, when you caught this? I mean, I know that you arrived here, like, 30 minutes ago. This will help the people tuning in to kind of understand how long this thing takes to spread in their bodies.
Well, I first realized I was sick when I started to get really winded at my soccer practice. Something that usually doesn't happen to me. I shook it off because I thought, maybe I'm just not feeling well. But I guess I wasn't feeling well because after the game, apparently I fainted and woke up the hospital. So that was about 10 minutes before I arrived here.
Okay, so the first time was loss of breath. then you felt dizzy enough to faint. And it escalated quickly from there. So everyone who's listening right now, make sure you realize that the first sign will be dizziness and loss of breath. If you have these symptoms, go to a hospital, take Nostrilus, get a mask, get the body lock suit, get whatever you can to save yourself. Noah, do you by any chance remember what you did before soccer practice?
I retraced all my steps that happened in my day in my head. I was on my way to soccer practice in an Uber since my mom couldn't drive me. So as I'm in this black sedan, the driver kept talking about this passenger he just dropped off at the clinic. And he described her as a middle-aged woman who looked drained and was continuously coughing violently. I was there and was like, oh great, I'm bound to catch some sort of disease now. And I rolled my eyes, not really taking it as serious as it was.
So when you got to your soccer practice, did you come in close contact with anyone else?
Oh, shoot.
Great. What?
Before practice begins, we do this team bonding routine, and we all high-five each other in the end.
Oh, this is bad. How many people are on your team, Noah?
I don't know. About 14, I think.
Jeez, Noah, are you okay?
I'm not sure. I think I'm losing feeling in my face, and my body is heating up bad, Mason.
All right, folks, we're gonna go off on a break for a moment. We will be right back for now, so enjoy some soothing tunes, all right?
Okay. I need my two assistants ASAP right now. Marley, Riley, where are you when I need you the most?
What's going on, Mason?
We need to contact the other scientists now.
Hey, bud, how are you feeling? Are you all right now?
I feel like I'm falling into a pit of volcano. I think I'm on the verge of death at this point.
What, do you have those medication pills with you for the sickness, Noah?
Huh? I think he's starting to lose his senses, Mace.
Okay, I'm going to have to call Dr. Dover now. What's the guy's number? Hurry, someone, please.
The number is right on the desk behind you. It's the yellow card by the lamp.
Okay, I got it. I'm calling him now.
Noah, buddy, stay with us, okay? We're trying to get the hold of help right now.
Mason, he's leaning off the chair. Catch him.
Dear God, we're losing him. Riley, what's going on with this kid? Is about to die in my arms.
Shh. I got a hold of Dover, please.
We'll put him on speaker.
Hello, this is Dr. Dover speaking from the Disease Control Lab in Santa Maria. What's the situation?
Dr. Dover, we need your help as soon as possible. We don't know what to do. We think Noah's dying from one of the only people that we could talk to. He's dying.
Okay, remain calm.
Just make sure that no one makes physical contact with him. You're wearing the protective gloves, right? If anyone touches this boy, they might catch the disease immediately. Oh no.
Shoot. I had to hold him since he was about to faint on the ground.
Oh no.
What's going on, guys? Our radio broadcast, Mason, he held the boy and prevented him from falling, and now... Oh, well, Mason, my boy, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're probably gonna die.
Guys, we're still alive.
I don't really feel well. I'm getting very, dizzy.
Mason, hello, can you hear me? He has no pulse. I think he's dead. And we're still alive, so that's at least good.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.